Amy Roth joins me this morning from Klinger Companies for today's edition of Cultural Continuum. Nice to have you back, Amy.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be back.
And welcome to Cultural Continuum. We open in Vermilion at the National Music Museum. The Steel City Rovers are playing a noon concert there. It's part of the NMM Live series today in Farber Hall on the USD campus. They are a Canadian group that bring new interpretations and arrangements to a wide range of Celtic classics. For a sound that's been called Celtbilly, think Celtic and rockabilly.
Awesome. And the Sioux City International Film Festival has begun and runs through the 16th. Special guests this year include former KCAU employees, John Baring, who's a native of Canton, South Dakota. John has directed episodes of Grimm, The Flash, and Legends. And Sioux City native Ron Clements, director of Moana, Aladdin, and The Little Mermaid, will talk about his journey from a student at Helan High School to working at KCAU to his move to Hollywood. Best of the Fest Awards will be handed out on the festival's final day at the Orpheum, which I believe is Sunday.
Yes, it is. Going on at Western Iowa Tech tonight, beginning at 5 o'clock, it's GLOW. It's formerly known as Whitstock, a Battle of the Bands, but it's not a Battle of the Bands anymore. They don't have to compete. They're just going to play, and everybody's going to have a great time.
Awesome.
It's free. Like I said, it starts at 5 o'clock with food trucks pulling in, and then music starts at 6 on parking lot 2 on campus. Winter Wayfarer, Ghost Cat, Vibe Rations, Dad, and headlining everything at 10 o'clock. It's a band out of Sioux County called The Ruralists. I think we're going to be broadcasting that live on Devin Cadwell's Favorite Food Tonight, I believe, is the plan. And it's all going on, getting underway at 5 p.m. today.
Great lineup. And the city of Akron is hosting Harvesting the Fun at the 18th Annual Great Akron Scarecrow Festival. That's tomorrow, the 15th, at the Akron City Park. The event will include a full slate of family-friendly activities, including a scarecrow decorating contest, homemade baked goods, kids' games and activities, a petting zoo, and dozens of craft vendors. The event runs from 10 to 4 tomorrow.
If you want to head up to Ponca, the 14th Annual Missouri River Outdoor Expo will be tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 5 both days. It's a free event with lots of free little activities you can do, outdoor education, sports and recreation, something for everyone to touch, see, and do. Go to MissouriRiverExpo.com for more there.
And the Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center and the Betty Strong Encounter Center will celebrate its 16th anniversary with the launch of a new animatronic exhibit. Oh, I love those. Sergeant Charles Floyd, a young man of much merit. And that'll be at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Admission will be free, and a cookie decorating activity will follow.
Animatronics and cookies, sign
me up. I
know,
awesome.
The Sanford Museum Association presents Our State Fair is a Great State Fair, parentheses, but you already know that, with Mary Kay Shanley. That'll be tomorrow beginning at 7:30 p.m. Our State Fair, Iowa's Blue Ribbon Story, is a book that chronicles 150 years of the unique August experience. Author Mary Kay Shanley will be sharing tales from the book. Community members are invited to share their State Fair story. Refreshments will be served as well.
Vanguard Arts presents Hector Anchando Band on Saturday from 8 to 11, with a finish in the finals at the 2016 International Blues Challenge and his 2017 album Roll the Dice, getting global radio play and leaping to the top of the blues charts. Hector Anchando is at the forefront of the contemporary blues world. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Hector Anchando Band. Yeah, I think you did.
All right.
Siouxland Public Media and the Sioux City Public Museum teaming up to host a celebration of Mexican culture in Siouxland on Sunday afternoon at noon, with crafts, live music, a taco truck, a Mexican popsicle cart. It's all free and it's open to the public. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org or just go to the museum at noon on Sunday and we'll be there. Isaac DJ Tapatio is the host.
Oh, awesome. And another event at the museum, they are presenting Lots of Cats. That's a book signing with E.D. Taylor, and that's on Sunday at 1 o'clock. In her debut as author-illustrator, Taylor brings this magical book to life with humor, lots to spot in the art, and a great read-aloud rhythm. The former Sioux Cityan will read from her book and show her artwork.
An afternoon of cats and Mexican popsicles. Also,
I hope they stay separate.
They didn't bill it that way somehow. Back to Western Iowa Tech, the 2018 Siouxland Broadcasting Career Fair. That'll be Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rockland Conference Center. Representatives from KTIV, KCAU, KMEG, KPTH, plus radio stations iHeartMedia, Powell Broadcasting, and Siouxland Public Media, hey, that's us, will be on hand to discuss employment opportunities with our companies. Go to witcc.edu to find out more.
All right. And the South Sioux City Public Library will host the program Storytelling in the Hispanic Oral Tradition, presented by Linda Garcia Perez on Monday, the 17th, and that'll be at 6:30 p.m. An experienced storyteller, Garcia Perez draws on her experiences as a young girl in Omaha's Mexican-American barrio. Her stories convey a universal message of humor, wonder, and tradition. This program is part of the library's celebration of Hispanic American Heritage Month, which is from September 15th to October 15th.
Lamar's Community Theater will have auditions for their next performance, See How They Run. That'll be Monday and Tuesday, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Postal Playhouse both evenings. Parts available for 3 women and 6 men. Go to lamarscomtheater.org for details.
Northwestern College will host a training seminar on substance use, addiction, and recovery on Tuesday the 18th. That'll be all day from 8:30 to 4:30. Experts from the Partnership for a Drug-Free Iowa and the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy, in addition to local addiction and law enforcement professionals, will share strategies for addressing opioid use, human trafficking, and other public health crises.
The Eastern Red Cedar Workshop and Tour will be coming up Wednesday. It's an all-day thing from 8:30 in the morning till 4 p.m. at the Prairie Heritage Center in Peterson, Iowa. The workshop and tour is a result of an effort to update farmers, landowners, and natural resource professionals on management and possible markets of red cedar. You have to register online there.
Interesting. A 10-panel exhibit of the St. John's Bible will be on display in Northwestern College's DeWitt Library through October 2nd. The St. John's Bible is the first commissioned handwritten, monumental, illuminated Bible produced in the modern era. The exhibit includes prints representing creation, Adam and Eve, the Ten Commandments, and more. The public is invited to view the display free of charge on the main level of the DeWitt Library.
The Sioux City Public Museum's new exhibit features diverse selection of artifacts from its own collection called New to You, Recent Artifact Donations. That's on display through the 25th of November. Most of the showcased artifacts have not been previously displayed. In addition to military and local business memorabilia, the exhibit features Municipal Band and Monahan Post artifacts. And that'll do it for this week's edition of A Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have an event that you would like publicized, just donate it on our website at kwit.org. It's under the cultural calendar heading, and you can just drop it right there on our website. So it's there for everyone to see, and then we'll talk about it next time Cultural Continuum comes around. Wishing you a great morning on behalf of my co-host, Amy Roth. Thanks for tuning in. And as promised, we're going to leave you here with music from the band that's going to be in Vermilion today.